39 degrees at 2:03. I'm Daphne Adotto, WCCO News. This hour's top story, we are monitoring some information coming out of Boston this hour of possible explosions, perhaps as many as two, at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. This is information just coming in from CNN and the Boston Globe, among other outlets. We're going to keep an eye on this one. Stay tuned here to CBS and News Radio 830 WCCO. We will get you an update on that when we have more information.
We are following some breaking news now. Daphne Adotto is in the studio. Apparently, there has been an explosion at the finish line of the Boston Marathon being run in Boston, Massachusetts. Daphne, what's the latest?
Jordana, we're going with information from our CBS affiliate in Boston, WBZ, saying that they are reporting that several people have been hurt in two explosions that happened near the finish line of the marathon. As you can imagine, hundreds of people are coming through that line in waves. We are seeing some very grisly photos from the scene. We do have WBZ's stream out of Boston available. Let's check in with them and see what's going on.
Area, families with children, athletes from around the world and their families waiting to see the finish line. And so this was an area... In terms of where these explosions happened.
We're going to go ahead and go to a CBS special report now on explosions at the Boston Marathon.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Dan Raviv. In Boston, on the day of the Boston Marathon, there have been two explosions near the finish line. Clearly, there are people injured. Right now, police and ambulance officials, fire crews, others are administering first aid. People have been injured. We don't know what these explosions are all about near a major hotel in downtown Boston. Near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, let's listen to WBZ Television from Boston.
EMTs, you had Boston EMS. Everyone was there. They were there just in case someone needed help running the marathon. And then now they have, you know, just had to go into service there. There's the Heinz Convention Center, I believe, as we've scanned around there as well and looking at where this explosion is. Ken, are people starting to scatter? Are the police telling people? Obviously, they need people to get out of the way and get to a safer place.
That's right. If you can hear me there, there was a really quick response here. As you said, so many emergency people were already here. Further up Boylston Street, there are quite a few emergency vehicles, ambulances, et cetera, and they did move the injured out of here very quickly. So that's good news. As far as what Paul was saying about the depth of the crowd, I think she's right about the density of people there. I think the only positive thing I can think to say is that, you know, if it had happened an hour or two earlier, there would have been even more people there, you know, watching the end of the race and watching that first large wave of runners coming in. So
sure.
I can't tell you how many people were there, but it is an area where a lot of spectators do stand to try to watch some of the...
We're looking at some of the chaos on tape from earlier, Ken, that's been fed into the station where you suddenly see smoke. You've heard the explosion. People begin to run. Seeing a tweet from our Jim Armstrong saying right now he's being kept far from the scene and police are suggesting that people stay away from any trash cans. Of course, in a situation like this, the Boston office of the FBI will be called in, Boston police. And of course, they don't know. There have been two explosions. They want to make sure that there won't be any more at this point. So it's very important to secure that area, lock down that large hotel as they have the Fairmont Copley, and clear the area from as many people on foot as possible.
And I tell you, that video there gave you the moments that it happened, because we would have been rolling on the finish line. We were, we were catching those moments as people came across. And the immediate thing that marathon officials and the police did was, Paula, was try to pull back the barrier there so they could get to the people who would have just been walking along Boylston Street thinking nothing about it, because it's been such a fantastic day for this 117th Boston Marathon, and it is absolutely heartbreaking, I know, to me and probably to you as well, that something like this has happened.
It's just absolutely heartbreaking when you think about the spirit of this day, and that we always talk about. One of the beautiful aspects of the Boston Marathon is that amateur athletes are right alongside world-class athletes, and the people in Boston who never think about running the rest of the year participate in this world-class event and enjoy bringing their children, bringing their families, college college kids are all there from all of the universities.
You're listening to WBZ Television, CBS TV in Boston, where there have been two explosions near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Clearly, there have been injuries. People are being treated on the scene. There's some blood being seen, according to witnesses. Now, federal officials tell CBS News that there are no confirmed fatalities right now. So far, also no claim of any responsibility by any group either. We'll be going back to coverage from WBZ Television in Boston.
Who've been taken away by stretcher. Others are being treated in the many medical tents that are set up for the marathon. But this just happening shortly before 3 o'clock. Two explosions in the Copley Square area. And we have reports that the Copley Plaza Hotel has been locked down because of the report of the two explosions. We're returning now live to WBZ TV.
Copley Square and Oil Street. So hopefully everybody is out of there in a speedy way and can be treated.
Sure. And the two consecutive explosions, were they seconds apart, minutes apart?
Oh, I would say maybe 20 seconds apart. We heard one go off and we started, moving towards in that direction. We could see the smoke from in front of Marathon Sports, which again is across the street from the public library. And then we heard another one, but I couldn't see where that was. Apparently it's further up the street on Boylston. At least that's what the early indication is. We'll have to wait for full confirmation on that one.
And Ken, it seems like right now the effort is to clear the scene and to get people back as far away from this as possible. Some of our crews that have arrived there are being moved all the way back to Clarendon Street. So if you're familiar with the area, they're trying to clear several blocks there. Is that what you're seeing as well? Give me an idea of your exact location right now.
I've had to move back to Copley Square. I was up at the scene initially until, of course, the police kind of closed it off and asked everybody to pull back. So I'm back at near the medical tent in Copley Square, but I can't see inside the medical tent at this point to see what's going on there. So we're just back now beyond the finish line. We have had a couple of crews, in that area and have come back, I think, as you've been pointing out, to feed some of the video of the scene back. But at this point, it's just obviously more to appreciate here, but more questions than answers, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Ken, stay on the line with us for now, because obviously you're able to give us such a great view.
You're listening to coverage from CBS Radio News. You might be hearing this on the app for your smartphones. The app is CBS Radio News. Now, if you're with one of our stations, please note this. We're going to be ending our coverage shortly on CBS Radio's Channel 39. We'll remain on the air with this story on Channel 41. Those of you in the general public, stay tuned to your CBS radio stations or use the app for your smartphone, CBS Radio News. Here's more coverage from WBZ in Boston. This is CBS News.
You're listening to WBZ out of Boston, where two explosions have rocked the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Obviously, a lot of local runners out there. We do know of several people who are calling in and letting us know that they are near the scene. We want to hear from you. 989-9226. Call into WCCO Radio. Let us know if you have loved ones in the area. Again, two large explosions rock the finish line at the Boston Marathon. Let's go back to WBZ and listen to coverage.
Lingering just a little while ago. I can tell you that a number of ambulances have pulled up. There has been response from throughout the city, just trying to get over here, just an ambulance after police car after fire apparatus. An enormous response. I see agents from the ATF, the Federal Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency here right now. Right now, everyone is just wondering where these explosions came from, how they occurred. But we're hoping to learn more as the hours go by. Live from Copley Square, Atlanta, WBZ, this is Radio 1030.
Lana, before you go, so this is still active in a medical sense. We know the investigation, of course, is beginning right now. But in terms of the medically injured, would you say that the most injured or most severely injured have been taken away? Or are we still at the point where
you're listening to coverage from CBS News? I'm Dan Raviv. Let's get the latest.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Howard Arenstein. Two explosions occurred at the finish line of today's Boston Marathon just moments ago, injuring about a dozen people. News reports say bloody spectators were seen being carried to a medical tent to treat injuries. There was no indication immediately as to the reason for the explosion. Here's correspondent Scott Pelley with the breaking news.
We have been in touch with Boston authorities. They are scrambling to help the wounded and have not been able to give us very much in the way of information at this point in time.
And here's our law enforcement correspondent, Bob Orr.
Information is very, very preliminary. And right now, the federal government's just getting ramped up in the sense of getting all of its command centers and control rooms together to try to figure out what this is. The preliminary cut of information, and I emphasize capital P preliminary, there are about a dozen people hurt. That's the first word back to the federal government. About a dozen people hurt. No confirmed fatalities right now. So far, and we don't know whether this was an accident, a natural gas explosion, or something more sinister, there have been no claims of any kind of responsibility. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, but as a starting point, a high-ranking official in the government told me just a moment ago that there have been no claims of responsibility. This is a very fluid situation. The information undoubtedly is going to change many, many times over the coming hours.
Once again, two explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. They occurred 3 hours after the winners crossed the finish line. CBS News Special Report, I'm Howard Arenstein.
And I'm Dan Raviv with our continuing live coverage. We're depending now on the CBS radio station in Boston, WBZ, and their colleagues at WBZ Television. Again, CBS News is told by federal officials about one dozen people were injured. Some people might be in bad condition. There are no confirmed reports of anybody dying. And so far, no claim of responsibility. One explosion right by the finish line of the Boston Marathon, and the other explosion, according to one witness, maybe around 600 feet away. Let's go back to WBZ in Boston.
To take the people who were injured directly there. They had basically a triage set up that they would have been tending to the people who were running the marathon.
And right now I'm being told, Bobby, that we have new tape of the moment of the explosion. Take a look here and let's listen in.
What we're seeing on this tape is heavy smoke coming out of the Marathon Sports building and people falling to the ground.
Just farther down the street. We saw the first one, people reacting to that. The second one farther down, and I'm not sure we had a camera in that, you know, very position, so I don't know exactly what happened down there. But the aftermath of this unfolds is what you're about to see here, where, you know, we got to get to these people who were basically blown off the sidewalk into the scaffolding.
Of course, and it's just chilling to think about the people who were streaming along Boylston Street there on the sidewalk, people with their children, college kids, and families who are always at the scene of the finish line of the marathon. Here we can see some rescuers carrying the injured, some military members who were there on the scene, and Boston Fire and Police. You just see the stunned looks on the faces of runners and marathon volunteers who have no idea what's just happened, and then it quickly becomes apparent to them.
Anytime you have a big event like this, like you were talking about, that brings people from all over the world, you're going to have, you know, incredible security. You're going to have, you know, so many people down there ready to respond, unfortunately, to something like this. Here's some video as well coming into us now that we have not seen before. And it is very, very hard to see, Paula.
Sure.
It's medical personnel doing their best to suddenly tend to a situation that has unfolded there that is really unbelievable.
It's painful to look at, and we have our producer, Ken Tucci, who is on the phone with us, who is a field producer, who was there at the finish line with our Lisa Hughes and the rest of the staff covering the race. And Ken, it does look, when we just looked at this fresh video of the explosion, as if it did go straight out onto the sidewalk and pushing people onto the sidewalk and then into the street. Did it seem to you in the aftermath, as you looked at that first scene of the first explosion, that it was contained just to that immediate area right in front of where the explosion blew out, or did it have a wider perimeter?
No, I think it was just in front of
that store. And it did look like it, you know, blew out because there are also many barricades there for people to be behind to watch the runners finish. And all of that, as you'd imagine, was knocked over. And there were a lot of people who were on the ground there who were being treated pretty quickly. The explosion was very, very loud, and there was a lot of smoke there. So it must have been, you know, very, very scary. Not only for, of course, for those who were injured, but for the people in that vicinity. It is an area where a lot of people do stand to watch the finish of the race for their friends or their family. And so I'm sure there were quite a few people there.
Right.
We were able to get up there very quickly since we were so close. It was not a pretty sight for the aftermath of that. But it looked like it was contained in front of the store. And again, there was a second explosion after that one, which we believe happened further on up Boylston Street. So I can't tell you what that one looked like.
You're listening to live coverage of WBZ TV4. Again, they're showing video of the actual explosion in front of the Marathon store, the Marathon Sports store. You can see the windows blowing out and emergency crews running to the scene as the Marathon course there is engulfed in smoke. Debris is thrown into the street. Police officers quickly jump over safety barriers and fences trying to rescue people who are blown down into the sidewalk. And the area now is cut off, and let's continue with our coverage.
You're listening to CBS and WBZ coverage out of Boston, where two explosions have happened at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. We want to go right now to Jordana Green, who does have a friend who is there, who was, I believe, a witness to this event?
I believe so. My friend Lori Scher lives there. Her brother-in-law, Brian Scher, was at the finish line. Brian is joining us now. Brian, first, are you safe? Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, Jordana.
Hi, Brian. Are you safe?
Yeah, no, I'm safe. I'm sitting here. I'm about a block away on West Newton Street and Huntington Avenue, where the Prudential Center is.
Where were you when the explosion happened?
I was actually in my... I live about a block away from Boylston Street, which is where the finish line is. I was home. I just came outside to go run an errand, and I saw all this commotion, and I said to myself, there's a lot of people, more so than would usually be around. And then I heard, you know, people telling me that the Prudential had been evacuated and that there was an explosion, and then all the fire trucks and the ambulances and the Secret Service. I mean, I'm sure you can hear it behind me.
We can.
All of this madness going on, and it's just chaos out here.
We can hear all of the emergency vehicles behind you. What's the scene right now? Is it desolate? Are they evacuating all areas around it?
Well, they're blocking off the part of West Newton Street where the Sheraton Hotel is, and right across the street from where I'm standing right now. And, I mean, there's people everywhere. I mean, you know, there's tourists in town, people that have finished the race. Don't forget, there was also a Red Sox game today, so... There are those crowds and all the tourists, and people are just, you know, the police and the special operations unit are directing traffic. And there's just lots of sirens and ambulances and fire trucks, and it's really just crazy. It really is.
Now, obviously, there's a Red Sox game, the Marathon, it's Patriots Day. We know there's so much going on in that area. Was security heightened then for the last few days in preparation?
Not that I could tell. I didn't... see anything out of the ordinary. They had just like any city would when a special, you know, event is coming up, they had, you know, certain barricades up and whatnot. But I mean, I think that this was just a complete, you know, surprise, really. I don't think that there was anything in terms of special preparations or anything like that.
What are you hearing and what are you seeing, Brian? What's the word on the street? Obviously, we want to think, is it a possible terrorist act? Clearly, we don't imagine there were two consecutive explosions that we know of. This might have been some kind of accident. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm just sort of hearing word of mouth that, you know, there were two explosions over by where the finish line is by the Boston Public Library, which is a little... across the street from where I'm standing, and then down a little bit to the right. and that's all really I'm hearing. The only thing I'm really hearing is from what people around me are you know, telling. I'm sort of picking up bits and pieces of conversation as I'm walking around. And I'm just seeing, you know, tons of Boston Special Operations units, lots of flashing lights, lots of ambulances, lots of sirens, heavily, you know, a lot of an area with a lot of hotels, too, and big hotels. So there's a lot of, I'm sure, tourists running around. There's lots of families. You know, it's just, I don't think everyone's sort of walking around with that look on their face, like, what's going on? What is happening?
Yeah. Brian, are you allowed back into your apartment, or has that been cordoned off?
Yeah, no, my apartment, as far as I can tell, I'm allowed back in. I haven't, since I came out earlier, I haven't gone back into my apartment, but I'm standing literally right outside of my apartment building right now, so I don't see why I wouldn't be allowed back in.
Brian Scher, who was just two blocks from the explosion when it happened. Brian, we want you to stay safe. We hopefully will check back with you a little bit later in the day to see if you can give us an update. And if you hear any new information, please do stay in touch and be safe.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jordana.
Thanks, Brian.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Harley Carnes. Explosions at the Boston Marathon just over half an hour ago. There were two big explosions at the finish line. Some of the runners say there were a lot of people down. We don't have numbers or word on whether there are fatalities, but the carnage in the street is sobering. WBZ-TV producer Ken Tucci.
There are a lot of people who are injured. I saw at least 10, if not more, people being taken away in stretchers. I'm sorry to say this, but there's a lot of blood on the scene, I'm afraid.
The blasts came about 3 hours after the winners had crossed the finish line, and the twin explosions happened within seconds of each other. CBS's Bob Orr.
So far, and we don't know whether this was an accident, a natural gas explosion, or something more sinister, there have been no claims of any kind of responsibility.
Again, two explosions on the north side of Boylston Street just before the finish line of the Boston Marathon. CBS News Special Report. I'm Harley Carnes.
And you are listening to CBS News and WBZ out of Boston. Again, where two explosions have hit at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. In the Boston Marathon, this is an international event. You have 26,000 runners representing 96 countries, and they are certainly represented here by the Twin Cities. Quite a few runners from here have made their way there today and may be involved in what is developing into a tragedy. We want to go back to Jordana Green now. We are hoping to hear from more of you who may have family or friends in Boston today. The number is 989-9226. Jordana, we've had a few people calling in.
We have. We just heard from a friend of mine, Brian Scher. I'm actually going to be in Boston for his brother and sister-in-law's 40th birthday parties next weekend. And we got a call from Jan. Jan is local in the Twin Cities. And Jan, your son ran the marathon today, correct?
Yes.
How is he? Is he safe?
He is fine.
Thank goodness.
He finished in 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's so a great time. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, so he was not at the finish line when that happened. But
so have you heard from him? What is he experiencing now?
I did. I called him right away.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't get through. So, of course, then I panicked.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But then he saw on his phone that I had called, and he sent me an email. He said, phone lines are all jammed.
That's right.
But he and my daughter-in-law were fine. They had fortunately been back to their hotel, which is right close to the finish line, and gone to lunch.
So did they experience any of it? Did they smell it, hear it, see it, feel it?
You know, I don't. He hasn't said. So he said that they did hear it, mm-hmm. but as far as, like, being close enough to see anything. And of course, now they're keeping everybody away. So.
Of course. And Jan, as somebody of a mother of someone who was on the scene, what was going through your head when you first heard about this?
Oh, panic. I mean, I knew that he had already finished, but, you know, a lot of times what happens is, and especially a big race like this, is, you know, people go and hang around and watch,
sure.
you know, the rest of the finishers. Fortunately, they had gone to lunch and were not there,
mm-hmm.
but my heart goes out to the people who were. I mean, you know, there's just hundreds and hundreds of people who line that route to cheer for the runners even if they don't have people running. And mm-hmm. But on the day that the bridge collapsed, when I heard on the news that the bridge collapsed, I just had this feeling that my son was there. And it turned out he was running and was in that area when the bridge collapsed.
Wow.
And he was fine then, too. But,
my goodness.
Yeah, scary stuff.
It really is. And thank goodness that you got through on the phone lines. We were trying to call my friend Brian before. We had to make numerous attempts because we know that the lines are jammed. Of course, it doesn't mean anything sinister is going on. If you cannot get in touch with a friend or a relative that's there, you just have to keep trying.
Right, because my son emailed and said that all the phone lines, the cell phone lines are jammed. So, you know, it's just like when our bridge collapsed. You couldn't get through to anybody, so... Anyway.
Jan, thank you so much for the call today, and we're so grateful that he is well. What's his name?
His name is TJ.
TJ. He had a great time today, and he did well, so hopefully he will still have some positive memories of his running of the Boston Marathon.
I hope so.
Thank you, Jan. Keep in touch with us, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. It's a scary, scary thing. I am sitting here in the studio with you guys. We're watching this unfold. And yes, the first thing that goes through your mind is 9/11. We know my brother was in one of those buildings. He is okay, but we couldn't access him. The cell phones, the landlines, everything was down. And the panic of not knowing is horrific.